So should you limit how much Halloween candy your kids are eating? You'd be surprised at this, or you might not be. Some professionals actually say, no, you should not limit your kids eating Halloween candy. And Kim Kieran just is giving a nod right now. What do you think about that?
I think I should text my husband and tell him to turn off the radio.
Yeah, your kids to hear this. What's your rule, Kim, when it comes to the Halloween candy?
I'm pretty lax as long as she's eating her regular food first. Like,
so she can have like
four bad food.
So she can have like 20 pieces of candy in one day?
No, I've been kind of monitoring it. I'd want to say yes more than I say no, just because you got to get rid of it. Like you want her to enjoy it and have fun, but I also don't want her to be sick and be throwing up all over my house.
Our producer Rob says it's like one or two pieces a day for a week or 2 weeks.
One week.
It all disappears. They get to choose one or two pieces a day.
I like that.
By the way, these professionals say their goal is to trust their kids to know how much they should eat. It's a life lesson. They need to know what it feels like when you eat 10, 20, even 50 pieces of candy. Do you feel good? Does your tummy hurt? Why is that so? And hopefully they learn a lesson because they're just eating too much and be like, okay, I'm not going to do this
again. I get that though, because we're growing up in a time where like, because there's so much sugar and like trans fats and garbage in our food, It's messing with our intuition when it comes to what we're consuming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the kids are eating food that will tell their brain, you need more, keep eating, you're not full yet. And if we're regulating that for them, if we're not teaching them how to deal with those emotions and those feelings surrounding food, then they're never going to know how to do it on their own.
That's true. I rarely eat candy. I had two candies on Halloween night and I felt so sick after.
Sam, okay, first of all, Sam's not telling the truth. He had more than two and he took a bag home of Tootsie Rolls with him as well.
So I can have one a day.
Yes.
That's my treat.
I thought this was interesting because this happened when I was younger too. My mother, I remember one year I went crazy. I was eating all the Coffee Crisps, the Kit Kat, the Smarties, and she's like, you don't feel good, do you? I'm like, no, Mom. I was crying. I remember it vividly. I was like 8 years old, and then next year I was very careful.
You were careful
because of it.
Okay. You switched to Smart to the Rockets.
I know everybody's going to say you don't have kids, so like good luck with this, but I have a plan for when I have children to make sure they do not eat one piece of Halloween candy. Not one. I'll tell you what it is coming up in three. I know you're going to judge
me. They hate you already.
No,
you know that.
Is it just to not have kids?
I've got a plan.
Is that the plan?
It's okay. Not. My nephew, my godson, is a year and a half, and I was asking my cousin about it because she reads so much about parenting, and I said, at this age, you have to limit at all what he eats. Like, do you have to make sure? And she said, it's not until we like introduce junk food in their diets that you have to, that you have issues with that intuition when it comes to food. Yeah. Like basically before the sugar, your body will just take what it wants and then you'll naturally stop eating. But once we throw all the garbage in there, it messes with our brain.
Sugar craves more sugar. Now, Nikki has a master plan. I can't wait to hear this.
I do. I have a plan to make sure that my kids do not eat one morsel of Halloween candy.
First, Suzanne's in the West Island. What's your rule with your son?
My rule is having one candy after daycare and then two candies after supper.
Until
he's actually doing pretty good about it.
Until it's all gone, he gets to eat it all?
He'll eat it all. It'll be gone before Christmas.
Okay.
Wow.
What about the rule for yourself? Because we know you've been trying to eat some of his candy.
I don't eat his candy. I'm on a low-carb diet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hey, girl.
Good for you.
I feel you. That's not easy.
Thanks
for that.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. This text says, I have three boys, so they get a lot of candy. It stays on the counter, and the kids can eat as many as they want.
Whoa.
She said they don't go crazy, and she actually ends up throwing most of it out when the Easter chocolate comes, because she finds the more you prevent your kids from eating it, the more they're going to go crazy for it and want it.
Okay, is that part of your plan?
No, okay, this is my plan. This is my plan. You might think I'm crazy and think it's easier said than done.
Okay.
So we're going to go trick-or-treating. I will take my child trick-or-treating. We will dress up, and we will go. But then they're going to trade in all of their candy, every single piece, and we're going to donate it, and then they can trade it in for like a toy or something else that they want. Something really big that they've, not like huge, I'm not going to drop a ton of money on it, but like something they've really been wanting, they can trade that in for the candy.
Okay.
What if they don't want the toy?
Yeah, what if they don't want the toy? What if they want the candy?
I'm sure there's something they're going to want. Maybe there's some, like a video game. I don't know.
Kim, what
something.
Do you think? What do you think?
I think
plan?
Good luck with that. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.